Matthew chapter 6. I wasn't going to preach a Father's Day message, and I was going to preach on something completely different, but about 2 days ago, this thought kept coming on my heart so strong. And so I'm going to try to obey the Lord this morning and do what He wants me to do. And I'm going to talk about fathers, but I'm not going to talk about our earthly fathers here this morning. I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. And in Matthew chapter 6, I want you to look at verse number 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. Now the Lord still wants us to pray, but He's telling us there that He knows everything about us and knows what we need, knows how to take care of it. Our Father knows what we have need of. When I was little, there used to be a television show come on that I used to hear Him talk about, and I don't even really remember what it's about or who was in it, but the name of the program was Father Knows Best. You may remember that title there, that old show. Amen, Father Knows Best. You'd never hear a show come on TV nowadays with that. They want to create the impression that the kids are the smartest, mom's second, and dad's last. Back in the old days, they used to think that father knew best. And when we talk about our Father in Heaven this morning, you can say amen and amen to that. And that's what I want to preach to you about in a few minutes. Father knows best. Let's pray. Lord, it's a blessing that we have to be able to bow here and call you our Father. Thank you this morning, Lord, that we're allowed to be here. Thank you that you saved us by your grace, redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. Our Father, this morning we ask you that you would forgive us of all of our sins. Every thought, every action, every word, every deed, every desire, anything about us that's wrong or sinful, or not becoming to a child of God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'd cleanse us. Dear Lord, this morning we thank you that you are our Father and we're your children. Father, this morning I pray that you would help that hurting heart. Lord, these here this morning who are confused about why things are happening to them like they are, God, I pray that you'd help them to get the point of the message. In Jesus' name, amen. And all of our problems and burdens of life and things that we have to go through, the message that I have for you today is that Father knows best. All of your difficulties. I had a telephone call just the other day. I was talking to somebody and they said, pray for me. We're having troubles. I was talking to a man in another state just the other day. He said, pray for me, Brother Danny. He said, my marriage is just about to break up. He said that me and my wife, we fuss and fight all the time. We can't get along. He said, I had my gun caught the other day. I didn't know if he meant he's going to shoot her or shoot himself, but he said, I had my gun caught. And he wound up out on the riverbank camping out 2 or 3 days. And he said, I went back home and he said, I'm saved and I love the Lord. And a lot of people found out that when they really get right with God and want to do something right, they have all kinds of problems. And the Bible said that man is born into troubles, you know, as the sparks fly upward. And many times in our heart, we'll look up to God and say, now, Lord, and we won't actually say this, but we're thinking, Lord, are you sure that you know what's going on down here? Lord, are you absolutely positive that you are in charge of the affairs of men? Are you sure the king's steps are ordered by you? Are you sure that you govern? Are you sure you're running the show up there? It seemed like you forgot all about us. But I want to say this morning, I've been saved 15 years, been preaching 14. Down through these years, I've learned some lessons. And one lesson that I've tried to get through my thick noggin, and it's finally got through in these last few years, is that God knows best. Father knows best. And He don't give us everything we want every time we want it. He don't always jump when we want Him to jump. He don't always let things turn out like we think they should turn out. But I'll guarantee you this morning, He knows best. God knows best. And as somebody said years ago, God always gives His best to them that leave the choice with Him. A lot of people make up their mind what they want. And then all their praying consists of trying to talk God into agreeing with their position. They'll already get in their mind what they want, and they'll say, "Now, Lord, I believe it'd please you if I had this thing. And Lord, if I could just have this or that." And they're really sure must take him for a sucker or something, because they're trying to convince God that they know what they need, when all of the time God knows the future, the past, the present, and everything through it, and He knows what we need. I want to say three things this morning about the Father knows best and what the Lord give me. I was driving down the road in the van, and some of these thoughts began to come to my heart. And then I was up a praying and a studying last night, and these three thoughts kind of crystallized in my mind. First of all, our Father knows best in allowing problems to come into our life. Now, if you're like me, when problems come, it bothers you. And it's easy to praise the Lord and say hallelujah when everything's going right, and the bills are paid, and the kids are all safe, and everybody's going to church, and you feel good, and you're not in the hospital. And that's easy. But when problems come, and difficulties come, and bad times come, then you start thinking, well, I don't know about all this stuff. Maybe it's not like what I thought it was, and maybe I've got a bum deal. And you need to realize this morning that God will, out of the blue sometimes, allow things to come into your life. God will allow it. God allow it. Now, that's all there are to it, friend. He allows problems. And if you're like me, if you're like most people, if you're not careful when you're having a lot of problems, you'll begin to get bitter. And you'll begin to even get bitter at God. I've met people, I talked to a lady one time, her baby had just died. I went over to visit to their house. And she looked at me and she said, "Why did God take our baby?" And I felt resentment coming out of her voice and through her eyes, that she was almost accusing God of making a mistake. And I said, "Now, ma'am, we don't know why, but the Lord don't make no mistakes. He knows best. And if you think He made a mistake, that's accusing God of sin. I'm telling you today, folks, He maketh no mistake. He does not make a mistake. And regardless of what comes in our lives, He allows those things to come." And it was a great day for me, when I have a lot of problems, to one day realize and look up to heaven and say, "He could have stopped this, but He didn't. It didn't have to happen, but He allowed it to happen. And if He didn't stop it, then that means He allowed it to come to pass. And if He allowed it to come to pass, there must be some good in it for me." We need to understand that God is sovereign, that He's holy, and whatever comes to a child of God's life, God somehow permits those things to come to us, and that our Father knows best. Our Father not only knows best in allowing problems, but our Father knows best, secondly, in answering prayer. In answering our prayers. Now, everybody here believes that God answers prayers. But if you're not careful, you'll pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And if whatever you're praying for don't happen, then you get all upset and bent out of shape and begin to wonder if God really up there or not. You can't go, you can't get your bills paid. You can't do anything. The family's sick and you're having to take kids to the doctor. And about the time you get the doctor paid off, one of them breaks their arm. And about the time you get the arm took care of, it's time to start back school and you gotta have clothes. And then your car insurance comes due, and then you got that bank account, and then you get an abscessed tooth, and then you gotta have to have a toenail cut out or something like that, and it just seems like there's one thing right after another and another and another and another, and you think, "Man, if I could just ever get on top of things, if I could ever see my way clear, if I could ever make ends meet, if I could ever just seem to get up above all this stuff, Lord, I'd be dangerous, boy. I ain't no telling what I can do for God." And that's exactly why God don't let you get above those things. He can't trust most of you if He let you get on top of them. You know that? You know why God lets us have problems, don't answer our prayers a lot of times? Because we get mean as a devil when everything's going good. Amen? I can't hear you way back there. You know what I do? I get really down to business with my prayer life when I get all hell breaks loose on me. But when you got your bills paid and you're in good health and nobody's sick and you ain't going to the hospital, don't you have a tendency to kind of just drift along, you know, and, hallelujah, glory to God, everything's cool, you know, everything's going good, you know, and you don't have no problems or burdens. And the Lord said, poor boy won't pray while everything's going good. So, bam, and lets it come to you again. And then something goes, hey, well, God, why'd you let this happen? He said, if you'd have prayed while everything's going good, I might not have to make you pray by letting things go bad. He knows best. He knows how to keep you on your prayer bones. He knows how to bring you to your knees. And God allows these things to happen, and God answers prayer. Now, I'll tell you how come we don't get our prayers answered. I've been thinking about this a little bit lately, and some of you are going to think what I'm getting ready to say might be a little irreverent or sacrilegious, but I'm just trying to make a point. Now, I'm an earthly father. And so these fellows up here standing up here a while ago. Now, any one of these earthly fathers will tell you the same thing I'm getting ready to tell you. If you want to find out how to get your prayers answered, watch your kids. That's how you find out. What makes you give things to your kids? Now, he's our father, right? We're his kids, right? Now, how come we don't ever get nothing from him sometimes? Well, Bible said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee, what? The desires of thine heart, right? Whatever you want, if you'll delight yourself in him, if he's your delight. I mean, what makes you excited? What do you get happy about? What do you get thrilled about? What thrills you? If that's God, he'll give you anything your heart desires. Now, if we could ever get ourselves to the place where he is our delight, we'd have or not. Where's Chris at? Oh, what's she doing back there? I need her for a second. Where's Carrie at? Run back there and get her a minute. Knock on the nursery door and tell her I want to see Chris out here just a second. I need her to help me a minute. Last night, I came in. I believe it was after we got all these folks from Florida settled in. I came in. One daughter's laying in the middle of the living floor. Other daughter's laying on mama like she is over there. And my little girl, who's 3 years old, rolled over in the living room floor and looked up at me and said, Daddy, I've been looking for you. Well, you know which one I went over and picked up, don't you? Oh, I've been looking for Daddy, huh? Smart kid. I got up and said, have you been looking for me, darling? I love you. I held her up and I've been... Come bring her up here just a second. I'll show you a youngin' that knows how to get something from Father. Come here, baby. Come here. I ain't never done this. You might be embarrassed. I come in, she's laying there on the floor. She said, Daddy, I've been looking for you. I took her over and set her on my lap. And I said, what you want, honey? Anything Daddy can do for you? You know what? If I'd have come in and she'd have said, hey, Daddy, and playing with a baby doll, I just said, hey, baby. And went on about my business. But more important than her baby doll, more important than her little tyke car that we got her the other day for her birthday, she wasn't in her little car. She wasn't in her playing baby doll. She said, Daddy, I'm looking for you. Boy, I tell you what. Now, what's wrong with playing with a baby doll? Nothing, right? What's wrong with riding in a little tyke car? Anything sinful about that? But she wouldn't have got what she got from me if she'd have been riding in a little tight car. She wouldn't have got from me what she got from me if she'd have been playing with a baby doll. One of her favorite things is push-ups. Son, you don't think I'd go to the store in a light time and get push-ups if she said, Daddy, I've been looking for you. No, what do you think God thinks, church? What do you think the Lord thinks? When we get up in the morning, you know, we think as long as we're not drinking and out committing adultery and out doing something that's really sinful that God's got to hear our prayer. You know, there's a lot of little things that you do that ain't really a sin, but it sure does please God when you just leave them things alone and say, Father, I've been looking for you. Father, I've been, you know what the Bible said? Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Look for him. Pray to him. You know what she done? We went in there in the living room, sat down. I set her up on my lap like this. And she got up, and I had to study, man. I had to pray. I had a thousand things to do before I went to sleep. And she said, tell me a story. And she always tells you what, she says, tell me a story about mommy and daddy. And then she says, tell me a story about this, that, and other. And the bears. She loves to hear stories about bears. And I said, okay, one time we was out in the yard. I just make them up as I go along, you know. I said, one time we was out in the yard, and a big old bear come out of the woods. Boy, her eyes got about this big around. And I said, and Daddy went and got the gun. And Mommy said, okay, don't you come out here. And Daddy went out there and went, pew, and killed that big old bear. She said, you know what she said? Tell me another. I made up another. And I said, now, honey, Daddy's got to study. Daddy's got to pray. Please sit down here. Now, let Daddy over here. She looked up at me and said, tell me one more story. There's how you get things from Father. What do you think the Lord thinks when one of us let Him be our delight? You say, well, I like little activities. Nothing wrong with that. But you want to find out how to get something from Father? Delight yourself in Him. And come to Him and say, Lord, open the Word here and tell me a story. And read them Bible stories, and then when you get through, instead of throwing the Bible down, say, Father, tell me another. Tell me one more. And let them Word of God stories be so real to you that it thrills you. And Father will answer your prayers. And will answer your prayers. Now, brother, I tell you one thing. As long as she treats me like that, if it's in my power, and God don't have to say that, I'll get it for her. The Lord don't look down and say, as long as you love me like that, if I can. The Lord don't say, now, if you'll be a good kid like that, if I can afford it, I'll buy you a little swimming pool. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. That's how you get, that's what's wrong with some of us. Now, come over here and get her, honey. Let me tell you something about this one. She also asked Daddy for things. But she has grew up enough and been around long enough to be a hypocrite. So, now, let me tell you what she does. She's learned this little trick of buttering Daddy up so he'll give you things. See, when Chris asked for it last night, she's sincere, man, as she could be. She wasn't even wanting nothing. I mean, like candy or ice cream or nothing. She just delighted herself in me. Now, Karen come along, and I can tell it in a second. And she'll come up to me and say, Daddy, you're the best daddy in the world. I say, get out of here. She can come to me and she'll say, Daddy, I sure do love you. No. Now, you know why that is, don't you? You think she don't a bit more mean that than nothing. She's just trying to butter me up to get something out of me and everything. Now, I'd rather not even say it than say it like that. Amen? Amen? Now, here's what we do. We think, oh, Lord, I'm in a jam and I need God to help me and everything. And then we'll come, Lord, oh, thou great God of Isaiah, Malachi, Hezekiah, thou God of the universe. Oh, we worship you. And the Lord says, get out of here. Interested in that bull, brother, just coming out of your mouth, just trying to trick him into giving you something? Brother, the Lord wants a sincere. The Bible said a broken and a contrite heart God won't despise. I'll tell you how to get your prayers answered. Delight yourself in him. Now, she comes and she says, Daddy, I need this. Now, if she can convince me she really needs it and she's sincere, and I give it to her just the same. I have just showed you why a young Christian can get their prayers answered and an old Christian can't. And I didn't say young people and old people. There's a lot of young old Christians and a lot of old young Christians. I said why somebody that's just on fire for the Lord and has what we call first love, that's why they can get their... Have you ever noticed these people come into church and praise God, they're on fire, everything they pray for happens? Everything I prayed for the first 2 years I saved happened. And I believe it was because my heart was so pure, and I just climb up on the Lord's lap and say, Father, will you do this and that? And He'd just do it. But down through the years, I've been around so many church people that I've learned to be right without being right. And you learn how to be spiritual and be mean as the devil in your heart. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know how to go through the motions? Well, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Oh, it's so good to be. Lean on Him, you know, and amazing grace. Saved a wretch like me. But our heart is completely foreign to that kind of talk and that kind of action and that kind of a testimony. It's very, very hard to get any prayers answered that way. You say, Brother Danny, it just don't seem like I can get a prayer through. If you could hear, if we could be real quiet in here this morning, and we could hear Jesus right over in that room, and He's beating on the floor and He's saying, Father, Heavenly Father, hear my prayer. Bless those people at New Manna. Speak to them this morning. If we could be real quiet and hear Him over there doing that, boy, you talk about my soul. We'd say, boy, we can't lose. Jesus is in there praying for us. Listen, you may not hear Him, but He's up there this morning making intercession for us. Just like He's in that room right there. He's your go-between between you and God. Our Father knows best on answering our prayers. I prayed a lot of prayers that didn't get answered. But I've seen enough of them answered to make me believe in keeping on praying. You know what our problem is? We'll pray like crazy for a day or two, and then when it don't happen, we'll just give up. Third thing, Father knows best by assuring us of His protection. Now, we got locks on our doors like the world has never seen. We got security systems and fire alarms and burglars. Man, but did you know there has never been a scarier time to exist? People think we've come a long way in advance scientifically. Now, you picture back in the old days. Let's say when they were still cowboys and Indians and they was fighting each other. Well, the cowboys would go out there and they'd stop somewhere. They'd put the wagons in a circle. They'd keep all the kids inside that circle, build them a fire, and everything. Now, somebody tell me why they put the wagons in a circle. I don't know if they really done that. That's what they always used to do on the shows I watched. Anybody know why? Keep Indians away from them. And they had these guys sitting out there with guns and stuff to see, you know, if the Indians was going to attack them. All right? Now, listen. They'd say, son, don't you get out there. Lord, two of our teenagers went out there and got scalped. And some of them went over here and they didn't want to stay with the camp no more. And they just decided they'd go running off down there in the jungle somewhere. And we never heard tell of them again. We heard them screaming and hollering. Ooh, Indians got them. Indians got them. And boy, we found their bodies. And their heads were chopped off. And everything. Boy, people thought, I sure would hate to live in a time like that. Now we think we've advanced now. We ain't went nowhere, brother. It's the same way now. You don't have to worry about an Indian scalping your kid, but you have to worry about some stuff just as bad or worse. We still have to have a battlement around us. We still have to park our wagons around. We still have to draw a circle and tell our kids, stay in that circle. If they get out there, you know what will get them? Drugs will scalp them. The liquor crowd will get them. The perverts will get them. Listen, did you know what? Taking your kid and drop it down to the middle of a big high school is about like dropping a little kid, white boy, down in a Shawnee camp back yonder in the old days. It's dangerous, man. You better have the Lord to protect you. I know some people right now that are living miserable wretches scared they're going to get AIDS. And if you really let yourself start thinking about it, it can scare you. They're saying now, and I know they're arguing about that, but the reason them guys try to smooth this thing over is because they don't want a national panic. It's in the blood. If a guy's in a restaurant working with the food, he cuts his hand, his blood's on the food, the blood goes in your mouth, gets in your blood, you can get it. Now, that's very, 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 very slight. And I don't care what you heard somebody say, brother. That's just the way it is. And there's a lot of people say, I can't go. I ain't going to eat out no more. I can't eat out of a can no more. I can't. And they're just like this, scared. Hey, man, how are you going to fight something so little you can't even see it, and they can't even see it? You know what's going to boil down to, don't you? God's going to have to protect us. God's going to have to take care of us. We're going to have to depend on our Father for His protection.
Amen.
I'll tell you one thing, boy. I know some that won't go to the bathroom nowhere except at home. You'd be worse off. You will die if you keep doing that crap. You have to travel a lot. Well, you get AIDS or not. I'm telling you, folks. Listen, there may be somebody in this room right here with AIDS right now. I might have it. You might. I ain't a queer neither. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what's in this room, right? You don't know. You say, oh, Brother Denny, you shouldn't have said that. I'm worried. Ain't no use to worry. That ain't going to do no good. I tell you what you can learn how to do. Our Father knows best. Father knows best. And brother, you work up every day and say, Lord, I commit my soul into your hands. I commit my body into your hands. I commit my mind. Lord, I ain't got enough sense to protect myself. There's no telling what's out there waiting for me. God, there's germs. There's diseases. There's no telling. There's evil. There's sin. Lord, protect me, Father. Learn how to do it. It's like I heard of a little girl, and she's scared, and it got dark at night, and she's real scared of the dark. And her mama had to come in there and lay down with her. And she said, now, honey, does that feel better? And she said, yeah, mama. And she said, now, mama's going to turn the lights out and go sleep. She said, oh, mama, you going to sleep too? She said, Mama, stay at him and watch you a few minutes. You go on to sleep. Boy, that little girl could go to sleep, you know, knowing her mama was looking. And they turned the lights out. She looked out the window and saw the moon and said, Mama, is the moon God's light? She said, yes, honey, the moon's God's light. She said, does God ever turn it out and go to sleep? She said, no, honey, God don't sleep. God looks at us all night long while we're asleep. And she had a smile on her face and said, there ain't no use of me and you both staying up. He's going to watch us. And she just laid back and went to sleep just like that. The Bible tells us over and over and over and over, fret not, take no thought for the morrow. Even though you may not have an earthly father, you've got a Father in heaven that never goes to sleep. And there ain't no use putting toothpicks in your eyes, trying to watch, afraid something's going to get you. Lay back and go to sleep and say, Father knows best. And learn how to trust Him. You know what the world needs to see? I'll tell you what the world needs to see. They need to see some Christians that can have problems just like they're having, but they have to go get drunk to think, not think about theirs and everything, and we handle ours through the grace of God. And they can look at us and say, hey man, they've got something I need. God's real to them. There is a God. There is a God. And brother, that'll make them want to get saved. But if we flip out when we have problems just like they do, then they ain't going to see no difference in what they've got and what we've got. Amen. Learn to trust Him. Amen. And I want to say to you this morning in closing, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your problem is. Somebody might be getting ready to take you to court. Somebody might be getting ready to just lamb blast you and try to pin something on you from a long time ago. Somebody might be, the bill collectors may be knocking on your door. Somebody may try to bring up something from your past. Somebody may, listen, you learn to know that Father knows best. He'll bless you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Maybe some of you here this morning, you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. Oh, He's your Father, there's no doubt about that. But it's just been a long time since you just got up in His lap and saw Him, run up to Him and said, Father, I've been looking for You. You kind of get used to it, you know, now you're off playing with your toys. And He ain't your delight no more. Well, I'll tell you how to get your prayers answered. You can't be a hypocrite now. He's got to be your delight. He's got to be your joy. In plain words, you got to take that first love and get it back in your heart some way. Father knows best. And if you'll snuggle right up real close to Him,
There's no telling what God will do for you. We're going to pray and give a verse of an invitational hymn. Maybe you've got a burden. Maybe you've got a problem. Maybe you've got something that's worrying you and you're sick over and, oh, it just don't seem like it can ever work out. Why don't you bring it to Jesus? Put it on this altar. Say, now, Father, you know best. Maybe it's a family problem. Maybe it's a physical problem. Maybe it's a financial problem. Just remember, Father knows best. Dear Lord, do what ought to be done this morning. Touch hearts and help us to bring our burdens to you and leave them there. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand and sing. God has spoken to your heart. He knows best. If you need to come, you'll come on right now. There'll be somebody here to pray with.
Just as I am.
Amen.
Without one plea.
Amen.
But that thy blood.
Amen.
Was shed for me.
Amen. Amen.
And that thou
bring me. Just take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it.
That's right, come on. One dog drop, mess you up. Y'all get rid of it this morning. To figure things out. You start trying to run the show. You start trying to call the shots. You start telling God how you think your life should go. And there's where you mess up right there. There's where you mess up. Father knows best. Father knows best. Our Father in heaven, He knows what we need even before we ask Him. He's able to give it to us. I don't care what your burden is this morning, if you'll have a sincere enough heart, pray and believe and hang in there, the Lord will move on your situation. He's already doing it. We're seeing some things happen right now. Let's sing one more verse. If God has spoke to your heart, you come right now. Amen. Come on. Come on right now. Let's get at your feet.
I am, thou wilt receive.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't seem to climb? God specializes in things seem impossible. He's able. He's able to work in your heart and in your situation. I tell you what, let's do, folks. Let's pray with these. Would you bow your head just a few seconds and let's pray with these that are getting some things settled this morning. I don't know what all the burdens and needs are. Father knows. The Father knows. You don't even have to. Nobody ever informed God of anything. The only reason we pray is because He told us to let our request be made known unto God. He wants us to pray, but you ain't telling Him nothing He don't already know. He knows. Dear Lord, thank You for these that have come. Thank You for all that You've done for them. Lord, I'm glad that they're taking their burdens to the right source. Lord, if they brought all their problems to me, I couldn't solve them. I could only point them to You. I pray that You'd move in their lives. Lord, let it be evident that You are moving in their life. Oh God, do it, we pray. Do it, we ask. Lord, we know we're living in very, very, very dangerous times. God, we know we're living in times that is even more dangerous than the cowboy and Indian days. It's more dangerous than the days of the Civil War as far as sin's concerned. And I pray, oh Lord, that You'd protect us. God, protect us. We're Your little children. Father, let us sit in Your lap. Oh, Lord, take care of us, God. We don't deserve it, but we're asking You to. Answer our prayers. Help us to love You with all of our heart. Bless now these on the altar. Send them away from here with a desire to live for You and serve You. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We still have some folks praying, so we'll wait just a few seconds. Very, very important. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. As you look back on your life, you can see how God's taken care of you, how He supplied your needs. That's right. He's done it before. Why are we so worried about Him doing it in the future? He knows best. And instead of saying, God, why is all this stuff happening to me? By faith, like Job when he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know what he's saying? He's saying, my Father knows best. That's what I need, Lord. Send it on. Amen. 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 Be able to explain a lot of things that's happened in your life. God, why did I do this? Lord, why did that happen? Well, there's one thing about it, something that's done gone past you can't do nothing about. You got to learn to trust Him. We'll just bow our heads right quickly and be dismissed. Father, do what ought to be done now in these hearts and lives. Thank you for all you've done for us. Dismiss us in your love and grace. Bring us back tonight. Fill us with the Spirit of God and help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.